Furious, the Scarecrow seized an empty barrel and hurled it down at my shield. I hardened my will as it struck and turned the force of the throw, sending the barrel bouncing over the gravel, but it had gotten closer to me than the first blow. A second later, its fist hammered down, and then it found a bent aluminum ladder in a pile of junk and slammed it down at me. I managed to block the attacks, but each one came a little closer to my hide. I didn't dare to let up my concentration for a moment in an effort to move away. The damn thing was so strong. I wouldn't survive a mistake. A single blow from one of its limbs or improvised weapons would probably kill me outright. But if I didn't get away, the creature would hammer through the shield anyway. Mouse charged in again, on three legs this time, bellowing an almost leonine battle roar as he did so. The Scarecrow struck out at Mouse, but the dog's attack had been a feint, and he avoided the blow while remaining just out of the Scarecrow's reach. The Scarecrow turned back to me, but Mouse rushed it again, forcing the Scarecrow to abandon its attack lest Mouse close in from behind. I rolled clear of the Scarecrow's reach and regained my feet, sword in my right hand, shining blue shield blazing on my left. I'd been throwing an awful lot of magic around tonight, and I was feeling it. My legs trembled, and I wasn't sure how much more I could do. Mouse and I circled the monster opposite one another, playing wolf pack to the Scarecrow's bear, each of us menacing the creature's flanks when it turned to the other. We held our own for maybe a minute, but it was a losing bet long term. Mouse was moving on three legs and tiring swiftly. I wasn't much better off. The second one of us slipped or moved too slowly, the Scarecrow would drive us into the ground like a fence post. A wet, red, squishy fence post. Light shone abruptly on my back. An engine roared and a car horn blared. I hopped to one side. Madrigal's rental van shot past me and slammed into the Scarecrow. It knocked the creature sprawling all the way across the parking lot to the edge of the street. Thomas leaned his head out of the window and shouted, "Get in!" I hurried to oblige him, snatching up my staff on the way, and Mouse was hard on my heels. We piled into the van, where I found Rollins unconscious in the back. I slammed a side door shut. Thomas threw up a cloud of gravel, whirling the van around, banged over the concrete medium between the gravel lot and the street, and shot off down the road. A wailing, whistling shriek of rage and frustration split the air behind us. I checked out the window and found the Scarecrow pursuing us. When Thomas reached an intersection and turned, the Scarecrow cut across the corner, bounding over a phone booth with ease, and slammed into the back quarter of the van. The noise was horrible, and the van wobbled, tires screeching and slithering, while Thomas fought to control the slide. The Scarecrow shrieked and slammed the van again. The wounded Mouse added his battle roar to the din.
"Do something!" Thomas shouted.
"Like what?"
I screamed.
"It's immune to my fire!"
Another crunch blasted my ears, rocked the van, and sent me sprawling over Rollins.
"We're gonna find traffic in a minute," Thomas called. "Figure something out."
I looked frantically around the van's interior, trying to think of something. There was little enough there. Glau's briefcase, an overnight bag containing presumably Glau's shower kit and foot powder, and two flats of expensive spring water in plastic bottles. I could hear the Scarecrow's heavy footsteps outside the van now, and a motion in the corner of my eye made me look up to see its blazing, terrifying eyes gazing into the van's window.
"Left!"
I howled at Thomas. The van rocked, tires protesting. The Scarecrow drove its arm through the van's side window, and its long fingers missed me by an inch. Do something. I had to do something. Fire couldn't hurt the thing. I could summon wind, but it was large enough to resist anything but my largest gale, and I didn't have the magical muscle to manage that, exhausted as I was. It would have to be something small, something limited, something clever. I stared at the bottled water, then thought of something.
"Get ready for a U-turn!"
I shouted.
"What?"
Thomas yelled. I picked up both flats of bottles and shoved them out the broken window. They vanished, and I checked out the rear window to see them tumbling along in our wake, still held together by heavy plastic wrapping. I took up my blasting rod, pointed it at them, and called up the smallest and most intense point of heat I knew how, releasing it with a whispered, "Fuego!" The rear window glass flashed, A hole, the size of a peanut, suddenly appeared, the glass dribbling down, molten. Bottles exploded as their contents heated to boiling in under a second, spattering that whole section of road with a thin and expensive layer of water.
"Now!"
I hollered.
"U-turn!"